If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We started a series of episodes, delving into some of the jurisprudential laws related to the month of Muharram, in which Imam Hussein and his loyal companions were brutally martyred in the land of Karbala. And we all, on the part of the radio, we would like to express our condolences to you, whoever you are listening to our radio, and particularly the Muslims all across the globe. Let me start with this, Sheikh Javid. Is it permissible to use the property of public treasury or public fund for holding commemorative gatherings for the martyrdom of the infallibles, including Muharram?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, I would like to again express my condolences on this sad event, the event of Muharram and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Of course, all Shia Muslims understand how important Muharram and in Safar, of course, these 2 months are, they are to the Shia Muslims.
Yes.
And of course, just as Imam Khomeini, may Allah bless his soul, said that it is because of Muharram and Safar that Islam is alive.
Yes.
So we must do whatever we can to narrate the story of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein and commemorate this event as much as we possibly can.
Yes.
And we should avoid any act that is considered to be disregard to Muharram,
yes,
of course, and to Safar also. When it comes to your question, of course, generally speaking, using public property like funds, venues, equipment belonging to government institutions, which we call public treasury, of course, must follow the rules and regulations of the relevant organizations or authority. You know, if such regulations allow or authorize the use of that property for religious commemoration, especially those that are publicly beneficial or promotes spiritual and moral values, of course, then it is quite permissible to use those funds or public property,
yes,
for such purposes. So it's very important to note that such uses must be in accordance with the guidelines and regulations of the relevant authority or the relevant office or organization. It depends where it comes from, you see, the public property, and where it belongs to. Of course, the public property belongs to the public, to the people,
okay,
but it has an authority, someone who takes care of it, who looks after it, so it must come with the consent and permission of that authority. Now, if such usage is against the institutional rules, you know, without formal permission, or it is somehow accompanied by some kind of misuse or exploitation.
Yes.
Like, for example, the public property is used for other purposes.
Yes.
Which are not intended, then of course it's not permissible. Now, the thing is that misappropriation of the public property is considered a kind of ghasb, a kind of usurpation.
Yes.
And it can be sinful even if done for a good purpose or for a good cause, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the answer is, the answer emphasizes compliance with the official guidelines and regulations and respect for public trust, even when intended to use for religious causes.
Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
اللهم ارزقني اللهم ارزقني شفاعة الحسين يوم الهموم.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jad Hosseini's program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to Muharram based on fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei with Sheikh Javid. Okay, Sheikh Javid, is it reprehensible to spread out black fabrics or cloth and cover the walls of the mosques or even wear in black? When commemorative gatherings are held?
Right. Well, it's a good question. Based on the opinion of His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, he is of the view that it's not only makruh to spread out black fabric or to cover the walls of the masjid with black clothing. It's considered, such practice is actually considered a kind of meritorious act, a desirable act, which earns the people the sawab.
Yes.
Because it is a kind of expressing grief and sorrow. And it's, of course, always recommended, mustahab, to express grief and sorrow on the grief and sorrow of the Ahlul Bayt.
Yes.
Peace be upon him. And if this is the intention, there is no problem in it. Now, you see, the intention for spreading fabric, clothing, and you know, black clothing, of course, should be with the purpose of venerating the symbols of God, those, you know, sha'air,
yes,
those signs of God, which is very important. وَمَا يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. So it's very important to respect those symbols of God, شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ.
Yes.
Which include, of course, the remembrance of His chosen ones, like the Ahlul Bayt, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and his companions. And then expressing grief for the tragedies endured by the Prophet's family, particularly during Muharram and Safar, of course. These are the, you know, the desirable and meritorious acts which must be considered, which must be taken into consideration. Now, covering the mosque or Husseinis with black fabric, as well as wearing black clothing as a sign of mourning, are considered acts of reverence, and the person performing them may definitely receive divine reward for manifesting solidarity and sorrow with the cause of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam.
I see. Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to Muharram and the commemorative gatherings of Imam Hussein and his loyal companions, based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khomeini. Well, you know, Sheikh Javid, is there any harm in smearing one's head, actually, or forehead?
Right.
With some kind of mud on the days when these commemorative gatherings are held?
Well, this action, like placing mud or clay on the head or forehead, is seen in certain cultures as a form of, you know, a symbolic mourning, especially among those expressing intense grief for the martyrs of Karbala. From a jurisprudential or fiqhi perspective, if such behavior is commonly accepted in the community as an expression of sorrow and not considered something absurd or extreme, some kind of, you know, vulgar act,
yes,
of course, it is permissible. And we do see,
yes,
that Shia Muslims in some parts of the world, they apply some kind of mud to their forehead to show their grief and sorrow. That's okay, as long as the community, it's acceptable to the community,
yes,
because it's considered as a sign of showing grief. And then, obviously, it must not cross into some kind of self-harm, which is very important. You know, actions that could lead to or could cause some kind of derision from outsiders to the extent that it undermines the dignity of the commemoration of the school of Ahlul Bayt, that must be very, that must be taken into consideration very seriously.
I see. Sheikh Javid, you know, during these commemorations, I'm not talking about only Muharram, but any kind of these gatherings, you know, there would be actually recitation of the Holy Quran or sermons, you know, they emanate from the loudspeakers, which have been already installed on top of the mosque buildings and towers and minarets, you know?
Right.
Especially during these seasons that I say, like the martyrdom or commemoration of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein and Muharram. And the sound is too loud, actually, and it could serve as a kind of nuisance, basically, to the neighborhood. And although this happens and sometimes they are reminded of it, the people responsible for it are pretty much adamant to carry on, right?
Right.
What's the ruling in this matter?
Right. While organizing Majalis al-Azhar or morning gathering, we do believe that such majalis are very much commendable, and they are mustahab acts, especially when it concerns the remembrance of Imam Hussein's story and the event that took place on the day of Ashura. But this act must be balanced with the rights of others, particularly neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Islamic teachings definitely emphasize on avoiding causing harm to others, idrar, you know, causing harm to others, even in the course of religious activities. And also, it emphasizes on maintaining public order and mutual respect, particularly in shared residential areas. That's the point. The responsible organizers of the gatherings are supposed to, of course, to moderate the volume of loudspeakers. They should be used for, you know, for the people inside those Husainiyas or buildings. And also the speakers must be directed inward to reduce the sound leakage, you know, into the surrounding environment. That's very important. And if someone, if those people who are in charge neglect their duties, and this may cause a kind of or constitute a kind of nuisance,
yes,
which is discouraged and which can be impermissible.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. And thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to your own program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to deal with some of the jurisprudential laws related to Muharram based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khomeini. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
حسين 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 حسين
حسين حسين حسين